Ramsey TV.
I've always had a childlike curiosity, childlike boldness concerning God, and it's because I know Him and I trust Him. And I approach Him boldly because I'm invited to, and I take advantage of that. Maybe it's audacious. I don't think it's foolhardy, because again, there's a trust there. Trust I have, and I'm able to maybe think things and then say things that other people don't think or say. This is not to boast, it's simply because God has given me this radical trust in Him. I'm not afraid of my thoughts, and I feel they're honest thoughts. And I'm going to give you one of those this morning. Some of you may have heard this before. I haven't said it in a while, but even if I repeat things, I will invariably say them in a new way, and as time has gone by, in a better way. I try to get to the most basic question that can be asked, and that is, why is there only one God? And I think this is why. I mean, this is at the most primitive, basic level you can get, I think. If somebody can get more basic, I will watch your video, believe me. But here it is. If there were another capital G God who could bring us to the all in all without dead babies, without World War II, without the crucifixion, without the vast train of human misery over the course of the eons, if there was another capital G God competing with the one God whose campaign platform was, I can bring you to the same glory, to the same ravishing success without the pain, without the suffering, without the death. I, for one, here's where the honesty comes in. I would vote this God out of office so fast. That he would be a blur as he was taken off the stage of heaven. Can you imagine there were elections every 100 years for a different capital G God? What is the habit of politicians? They promise you a good life. They promise you an easy life. They promise you that they will put your needs first. We know none of them actually do that, but suppose, that in the God realm, there were competing capital G deities. We would all vote for the God who appealed to our souls, to our emotions, to our need for comfort and our need for a smooth passage through this life. And because God knows that, because the only capital G God knows that, He does not allow for any competing capital G gods. Now, you can align yourself with small g gods, because as our apostle says, there are many gods in this world. There are many powerful Elohim, small g gods that, for instance, Israel worshipped in the past. Why? Because these gods were more desirable, just as the sons of Korah rebelled against Moses and promised the people a better way. The people, any people, not just Israelites, but us, we would be tempted to want a better way, an easier way, to get to the same goal. That's the key. We all want to get to the same goal. None of us want to compromise what God has in mind for the end of all things, for the consummation, where everything is reconciled to God and everyone tastes eternal glory and happiness. That's what we all want. Because God knows human nature, because, well, it's pretty easy for Him, seeing as how He created human nature. He knows that we must not have any options. We don't have any options. We have to deal. And here's the thing. This is why God says repeatedly, I alone am God. There is no other God before me. What He's telling us, the subtext there is, you have to deal with me. There are no alternatives. And I, for one, am glad that there are no alternatives, because I would not trust myself not to want another capital G God who could get us to the consummation without dead babies, without sickness, without death, without war, without torture, without fear, without doom. But this God, the one God, knows something that we don't know. This is where faith comes in. He knows something that we don't know. He tells us, and He expects us to believe it. And here it is, that there is no other way to achieve the glory and the eternal bliss of His creatures. There is no other way than the path I have described. It seems incredible that there would be no other way. It seems incredible that there would be no other way besides an Aeonian path strewn with dead bodies, including the body of His own Son. It seems incredible that that would have to be done to ensure the end game, the end goal. But the one God insists that there is no other way. And He insists through our apostle that the current train of evils, when we see the end game, when we see the consummation, when we see the glory, that these evils will not be able to be compared to the glory. That is one of the most fantastic statements in all of Scripture. An underappreciated verse. That the current sufferings, the current trials, are not worthy to be compared to the glory. That is a matter for faith. That is the biggest call for faith there is. And no human being is capable of that kind of faith if it were not given to them from above. If there was another way, since God is love, this is the only conclusion I can reach. Since God is love, and again, that calls for faith too, because many things we see don't seem to jive with the God of love. Doesn't seem to register with us that this all is necessary, but this God knows that it is necessary, and we have to trust that he, having the aerial viewpoint, if you will, knows what has to happen. And he says to us, trust me. When you see it, when you see the end, you're going to know why it had to happen this way. And if it could happen any other way, he would do it. That's also my conclusion, that if it were possible, and our Lord said that too, right? If it's possible, my Father, take this cup from me. Implicit in his prayer was, if we can do the same thing, if I can get to the same place at your right hand, if I can get to the same place of glory, and if there's another way they could bring me to the same place, I want that. He himself would have voted for an alternative. And if it weren't an alternative plan, it would be an alternative deity. But because even that was necessary, God says, there is only one. I am the only deity. I am the only capital G God in the universe. You have no alternatives. That makes it simple. I don't want choices. I don't trust myself to make the right choices, especially when it comes to the deity. So there's only one God. That's why. That's why there's only one God in my simple mind. There's only one God because I know myself. You know yourself. We would choose another one if the campaign promise was to bring us to the consummation without the evils. But there's no other way. Because God is benevolent and good and loving, if there were another way, if there were another way, he would take us through that way of not only less human suffering, but no human suffering, no wars, no dead babies. But there is no other way. That's the thing. There is no other way, or else he would do it. And I say that to give any of you who are suffering terribly that this God has your good in mind. This God must take you through what you're enduring today in order to bring you to the glory that he has for you. And I'll say it one more time before I close. If there was another way, since this is a God of love, if there was another way, he would do it. He would do it. He is only bringing to you and to me what is necessary, what cannot be dispensed of, what must be endured to ensure your eternal happiness. The best thing about this is that the current pains and trials and dooms and dreads are temporary. We're passing through these things. Did you notice that? We're passing through these things. Nothing has come to stay. It has come to pass. The only thing that has come to stay is our future happiness. And it can only be achieved by the suffering of the current era.